Hello and welcome back to the podcast of ISIS. Today, our discussion will be on moral character and moral conscience and how it helps us manage that that equal life that we need. So I'll first be talking about the golden mean and just how we use it every day and probably don't even realize. So the golden mean is the perfect demonstration of enough in our lives, you know? You never want too much of something and you never want too little of something. And the way we use this is we use virtues, and the virtue I'll be using is cardinal virtue, and it's basically like we all have values and morals in our life that helps us live successfully and know that we have a purpose. And a few like examples of cardinal virtue, you know, you have temperance, you have prudence, you have justice. So I'll start off with temperance. Temperance is basically moderation, living with that balance with your attitude and wants in your life. And the way we display this is on that golden mean, you have deficiency and you have access. And access of temperance would be like doing too much, so, or having too much of something. And an example of that is lawyers. So last summer I met with a few lawyers, and one of the lawyers told me that she can work up to 80 hours a week. That is a lot of hours, you know. Usually people only work up to 40 hours a week. This displays an access because she doesn't really, 80 hours a week is a lot. She doesn't really give herself that relaxation, that time to just have to herself. All she has in her mind is work, work, work. And because she doesn't have that balance of work and relaxation, that is shown in access. A deficiency of temperance will be the character Garfield, you know, the little fat orange cat from the TV show, from the cartoon Garfield. Basically, Garfield is a lazy cat who likes to kind of eat and just stay in the house. This shows a deficiency because as he's being lazy and always relaxing, he's never getting up to be active. He doesn't have that time to, you know, go play around and stuff like that. So instead of him balancing between being active and being lazy, he's only being lazy. In the middle of that, you know, that's that perfect, that's that golden mean. This is what the golden mean is, you know, that perfect balance. And teens, that's a perfect example because, as everyone knows, you know, teens, we go to school 8 hours. Then some of us have sports or different clubs after school. And then we usually do homework. You know, sometimes homework can take up the rest of our day. Sometimes it doesn't. But what teens do a good job at is being able to go to school, work, get all that work done, and then being able, when they get home or wherever they go after school, to relax. You know, a lot of us go to the movies, hang out with friends. We have that perfect balance of working and then going to do something fun and very active. Another element of the cardinal virtue is justice that displays the golden mean. And we all know justice as keeping things fair and equal for everyone. An example of the deficiency for justice is Black Panther from the movie Wakanda. Basically, he is a Black Panther. He is a hero. He helps keep Wakanda, which is a country in Africa, he helps keep it safe and keep all the bad guys away. But the thing is that he's not really helping the rest of the world from the bad guys. Also in Wakanda, they have all these, like their technology has not reached the rest of the world. So their technology is far more advanced than what the rest of the world has. So you can see that as a deficiency because they're only focused on their country. And it's not a bad thing that they are, but they have enough technology to help the rest of the world. And they're not doing that. They're just focused on their country. So that shows a deficiency. It shows a lack in having equality for everyone. That'll keep everyone safe. And access of justice, as you can say, is police officers. As many of us have seen lately, is that a white person will have a more of a say-so in something than an African-American, a Native, or a Hispanic. And because of that, that shows an access of equality and justice for all. It shows that police officers are only giving one group the opportunity to express themselves, to display their freedom, but is shutting down another race, another group of people's freedom. So that shows that access. Like, you're giving too much power to one person and you're not equally giving it to everyone. And then, you know, that golden mean, what this is, you know, that perfect balance, that perfect, you know, just equalness is my mother. I have three other siblings. Me and my other siblings, we all have similarities, but we're all very different at the end of the day. But what my mom does well is that she loves us all the same. She gives each one of us the love that we need. And she never makes one of us feel like we're not getting loved. She knows how to equally and fairly split it. She also knows that we all have different wants and different needs that need to be met. And so she does that on the daily. And she never leaves one of us unsatisfied or the other one questioning like, hey, how come, hey, why isn't Robert getting this? Or why isn't Nyla getting it? Those are my siblings' names. And so that's just... that basically sums up like moral character and how we use those values and virtues to live throughout our life. When we're talking about moral conscience is basically like you got the id, you got the ego, the super ego and the conscience, like those elements that also help us live our life. So I'll first talk about the id. You know, the id is basically, you know, our human instinct, what we do to make us be satisfied in that moment. We don't really think about consequences when we're dealing with it. An example of the id is Mary Jane from the TV show Being Mary Jane. She's a news anchor in Atlanta, Georgia, and she's trying to find love. But her way of finding love is meeting a man, maybe having intercourse with him or whatever. And then when she meets somebody else, she leaves that guy alone and deals with that new person. This shows and this like displays that id because she's only doing what is satisfying her in that moment, and not thinking about the consequence. And in this situation, the consequences is leaving someone else who may have fell in love with her, you know, just leaving them alone. So they're dealing with that pain and that breakup, but also it's a consequence for her because she's not satisfied at all. She's gonna, once she moves from this guy, she's gonna try to find a new guy and another guy and another guy. So she's never satisfied with what she has. We also have the super ego, and that is using the ego of somebody else's, like somebody else's help, how it helps us make the perfect decision. And an example is this, you know, everybody knows this, I'm pretty sure, Middle Child, that song by J. Cole. And in this song, it points out how different parts of society are bad. And it talks about how older folks, meaning like adults or elders, how they pave the way for us. So it shows how somebody else's good behavior and good decisions had made an impact on us to want to do better, and how it has made an impact on us to help others also do better. We also have conscience, which is giving God the same love that he gives us, along with choosing that good decision throughout our lives. Another example for this is Take Me to the King, which is a song by Tamala Mann. This song, it really touches on how us humans, how we have failed a lot of times at doing something. You know, we can always do something better at the end of the day. But what the song really hits right on the spot is showing how we want God to really forgive us, and how we want to forgive others and also love God the way he loves us, because we know that that is the only way that we can be better as people and move on and have a peaceful, loving life. And so that's just it's a great example. You know, this song shows your vulnerability. It shows how you really want a change and how you really want to show God how you love him just for us to have a better life. And last but not least, you have ego. And ego is decision making using logic, morals, and reasoning. You know, that also, you know, that goes with super ego. It leads super ego. So an example of ego is Black Lightning. He's another superhero in the town of, I believe it's called Freetown or Freeland. He's from the TV show Black Lightning. Basically, his job is to help protect Freeland. But in the midst of it, you know, it's a lot of bad people. So he tries to not only empower the community, help them on the right track. He's the principal of the school. And his side job is to be Black Lightning. And Black Lightning, he stops all the bad guys. But what everybody wants him to do is to wipe out all the bad guys. He also wants to do that because he's tired of all the crime going on in the city. But the problem is that if he was to wipe out all the bad guys, it would put everybody else's life in jeopardy, the community's life in jeopardy, because in order to put all the bad guys away, he has to navigate through the city, and most of the violence and where all the bad guys are planted are in the city. So he used his reasoning and logic, like, okay, I will keep empowering this community, and I will keep using my powers and everything I can to stop all the bad guys. But I know that if I just destroy them, I'm going to hurt a lot of people. So I can't do that. I just have to keep pushing the bad guys further and further and further away. So that's moral conscience and how it really like leads us. So now I'll be talking about a character named Ishmael Bia from the book A Long Way Gone, and how in his life he uses moral character and moral conscience. So Ishmael Bia, he's from the country Sierra Leone in Africa. I can't remember if that's a Western or Eastern country. But basically, it was one day where Sierra Leone, they went under attack. And he was, I think he was about 6 years old, and he was just with his family. But when that happened, a lot of people scattered from their families. A lot of people died. And he was on his own, just him and his older brother. He ended up becoming a child soldier. And from a child soldier, he then went on to find himself again, you know, trying to live that life. So the virtue that I'll use to describe Ishmael Bia is prudence. And welcome back. I'm sorry I took a little break. And prudence is basically choosing the right or wrong decision. And so as we see that he's getting older, he made a few decisions that like were bad, but he also made a lot of good decisions. When he couldn't find or get in touch with his family again, he reached out to his uncle, who he's never met, and he decided to like choose that family life again and let go of that child soldier situation. And that's just the perfect decision, especially when you're in a country that war just keeps happening. Instead of staying a child soldier, you turn to trying to be that family person again. We also, another virtue that we see is love. And love is expressed in everything he did, whether it was killing or loving somebody else. And everybody's probably like, what? How can you show love while you're killing somebody? His whole reasoning for killing is because someone else killed his family. So it was it was that showing of payback for his family. That's the loving part. But he also showed love to his friends. When they were traveling, as being so young, it's hard to survive. So the love and the community that him and his friends kept, it just kept pushing him. Another virtue is hope and faith. So a lot of times in the book we see him referring back to the moon, and that was something his grandmother taught him. When he sees the moon is basically, for a lot of people, you would see it as the Bible. It makes you happy, it makes you feel alive, and it makes you hopeful, makes you believe in something. And as he's traveling and transitioning from a child to a teenager, through everything he's been through, he always kept that faith and that hope that everything will be okay. But in the midst of everything good, you do have vices, which is the bad stuff. So one of the virtues that displays all the bad stuff is justice. Ishmael, he displayed justice as it was used as an access basically on that golden mean. He killed because somebody else killed. So he wanted to keep that equality between, I have to kill you because maybe it's a possibility that you were the person who killed my family, you know? So he killed to kill to even that out. He also kept honesty. You know, honesty was kind of in the middle. It was that balance. He always told the truth at villages, but he only told the truth when it was like a death situation. Like, it was either he had to die or tell the truth. But it was also times where he would tell the truth as it being funny to kill somebody, which is, you know, it's never something good. And kind of once you like sum this up, I determine that he's still a good person. I think Ishmael is actually a great person. Life throws elbows and punches and kicks you down and everything. One thing about Ishmael is that everything that he's been through, everything that he did, whether it was good or bad, it helped him build to the person he is now. Once you're like 6, 7, you know, you're still young, you're still learning how to do certain things, and a war comes to your country and it takes your family and everything away from you, he never let that stop him. He just continued to keep going. Even as being a child soldier, he went to rehabilitation. Although he did not want to go at first, he understood. He found that love again. I can't exactly remember the lady's name that was always there for him, but he identified her as a sister, you know? So we all need that love in our lives that help us get back on track. He didn't always stay a child soldier. He ended up also going to New York, where he seen the rest of the world, and he seen how loving and how caring and how nice the rest of the world were. So it just helped him. It helped him just grow as a person. It helped him see the world for what it is, because it's so much more in life than just war and just death. It's so much more. And as he grew older, he understood that, and he transitioned. His mindset just kept growing and getting stronger and stronger and stronger. And he didn't let what had once held him down continue to hold him down. So I believe he is a great, a good moral person that displays, you know, the moid conscience elements of the id, ego, conscience, and superego. And also he displays that golden mean, that a perfect balance between good and evil, but at the end it weighed him out to be good. So this sums up basically our conversation today. I hope you guys learned a little bit and enjoyed it. I'll talk to you guys later. Adios.